The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Every county in Nebraska and western Iowa is experiencing food insecurity at an elevated level. There are nearly 260,000 individuals, including nearly 88,000 children, who now face hunger. And there's an organization doing their best to win that fight. Food Bank for the Heartland has a big event coming up here for the month of June. It is the 19th anniversary of Food Bank for the Heartland's Strike Out Hunger campaign. And here to tell us about it and how everyone can participate is Stephanie Sullivan, the Assistant Director of Marketing and Communications at Food Bank for the Heartland. Stephanie, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having us on today. We appreciate it.
If you can just remind folks, because you and I have chatted before, the Food Bank for the Heartland does great work. You're working with 93 counties spread over western Iowa and Nebraska. Can you talk about what Food Bank for the Heartland does to fight hunger?
Yeah, our mission is to eliminate hunger across our service area through community partnerships. So Food Bank for the Heartland works with over 500 network partners. That includes emergency shelters, brick and mortar pantries, churches, schools, other nonprofit organizations. So the food comes into our warehouse and we work with those partners to distribute the food across our service area. You mentioned it's 93 counties. That is actually the second largest service area across Feeding America's network of 200 food banks. So our drivers can be sometimes driving up to 8 hours to deliver food to one of our pantry partners.
Starting June 1st, running through June 30th, it's called Strike Out Hunger. And of course, it's baseball season. And what better analogy to use than batter up? And how is Food Bank for the Heartland hoping everybody can participate and help achieve that goal of 400,000 meals?
Yeah, there are so many different ways to participate in our Strike Out Hunger campaign. We are really leaning on our corporate organizations for this campaign. So this campaign allows companies and organizations across the Omaha Metro to get involved and raise the equivalent of meals through either donating that food, virtually fundraising, or volunteering. So there's three different core ways to get involved. And they have really a fun competition against each other. We have seen that when you put corporate organizations to the test, they want to compete and they want to raise the most. So it's a really fun competition. So that's a great way for our corporate organizations to get involved. And there's many other ways for the general public to get involved. Another way is on June 5th, we are having a Stuff the Truck event at the Baker's Lakeside location on 173rd and Center. That'll take place Friday, June 5th from 3 to 5 p.m. And we ask that as you do your food shopping, you just purchase some non-perishable items for the food bank. And you hand that to us when you walk out and you have made a difference for the families, children, seniors, and veterans who truly right now don't know where their next meal is coming from. We are seeing more first-time people than ever need food assistance. Every little bit helps right now, and there is truly a role for everyone to play.
Can you drill down just a little bit when you're talking about non-perishable items? Can you go ahead and list, let's call them the favorites, the things that just store so well at Food Bank for the Heartland and provide such good protein and nourishing meals for people who need them?
Protein is the first thing that people are cutting from their budgets. So canned protein such as tuna and chicken are essential right now for families. Another great item to donate is peanut butter and jelly as well, because that's an easy thing for kids to make on their own. Things like boxed meals, mac and cheese, Chef Boyardee. We also really appreciate cereals, pasta and sauce, but that protein is really important because we know that as grocery prices continue to climb, meat is the first thing that is cut from someone's budget if they're struggling to make ends meet.
With this happening throughout the month of June, in addition to being able to use the baseball theme for striking out hunger, there's also something else in the month of June, which is that a majority of kids are on summer break from school, and that does cause a problem with their access to meals, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. So the reason we have this strikeout campaign throughout the month of June is exactly for that reason. So typically during the summer is when we see food insecurity levels increase because kids are home from school and families no longer have access to that free or reduced breakfast and lunch. So now families have more meals to provide and less resources to do so. Unfortunately, it's during a time when the food bank may not be top of mind, right? A lot of the times we get a bulk of our financial donations in that November, December timeframe, but summer is critical. We want to make sure that families have the essential nutrition they need to thrive.
Whether you are an individual, a department, an entire corporation, step up to the plate. You can go to foodbankheartland.org and strike out hunger. Stephanie Sullivan is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Food Bank for the Heartland. Stephanie, thank you so much for this great campaign, and we sure wish you much success in getting those 400,000 meals for our friends and neighbors.
Thank you so much for having us.